USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Claiming new progress against Islamic State extremists in Syria, President Trump said some European nations are now willing to take on detained Islamic State fighters. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
We're hopeful that every country that has persons detained in these camps will accept those back into their country. Not just European countries, there are many, many countries around the world who have had people leave their country and go to fight alongside ISIS in their campaign in Syria.
The president pushed back at criticism that his Syria moves were damaging U.S. credibility. He touted the U.S.-brokered ceasefire agreement as Kurdish troops claimed the combat has not yet been halted.
We are in a very strong position. We are also in a position where we could put tremendous, powerful sanctions on Turkey or whoever else we want to.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined, I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson can't make up his mind when it comes to Brexit. Parliament has demanded he sent a letter to the European Union asking for a delay in leaving the organization. But he's also sent a second letter insisting that Britain leave at the end of the month as he wants.
Do or die for the Prime Minister quickly turned into disappointment and delay.
Order!
The ayes to the right, 322. The noes to the left, 306.
Parliament approved an amendment that postponed a vote on the Prime Minister's deal. A setback for Johnson, but good news for Brits who want to remain in the EU.
We don't want a breakup of our union. We want to stay in Europe. We want to stay aligned. It's good for us. And we need to stay and we demand another vote. And that's why we're here.
Johnson says he will take the country out of the bloc by October 31st, no matter what. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
California is implementing a new warning system for earthquakes. USA's John Hunt has the story.
Earthquake early warning alerts will become publicly available throughout California for the first time over the weekend, potentially giving people time to protect themselves from harm, according to the Governor's Office of Emergency Services. The nation's first statewide quake warning system has debuted with the 30th anniversary of the Loma Prieta earthquake that ravaged San Francisco October 17, 1989, as well as the annual Great Shakeout Safety Drill. Warnings produced by Shake Alert System will be pushed through two delivery systems, a cell phone app called MyShake, and the same wireless notification system that issues Amber Alerts, meaning people may receive both notifications. The state earthquake app developed at the University of California, Berkeley, is now available for download to iOS users through iTunes and Google Play stores for Android phones. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Striking GM workers are finally voting on a tentative contract. The deal includes pay raises, higher quality health insurance, and $11,000 signing bonuses. But it doesn't prevent three factory shutdowns, including Lordstown, Ohio, where Tom O'Hara is a union leader.
Many of us from Lordstown are extremely disappointed that we didn't survive through these negotiations, and you know, we're also angry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.